Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey everybody, welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. I am so excited today. I have the opportunity of introducing a person who's become a dear friend who I admire so much, and that's Jesse Byage. Jesse, welcome.
Hey, everybody.
She's our director of marketing over here at ClickFunnels. She has become a huge integral part of the funnels that get created on our team. It's been fun for me as I've seen her grow within our company because she's a person of many talents. And a lot of them are hidden talents I never know about until she's like, oh yeah, I can do that. So Jesse, I would love for people to kind of get to know you better. And if you don't mind, just kind of talk about this whole entrepreneurial journey. One of the things you and I were just talking about before we pushed record on this, and that was you don't come from an entrepreneurial background, and yet backed up against the wall as a teacher. Help people understand, how did you get here?
Yeah, I think that my story resonates with a lot of people because it was like kind of like I was saying, you know, I didn't wake up one day and think, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. Like, I want to start a business. Like, that sounds fun. It was one of those situations where I thought my life was set, right? Like, I went to school to become a teacher. I even have a master's degree in educational technology, and I was going to be a teacher for life. And then that one thing happens that happens to so many people. I had a baby. And your whole world changes. And all of a sudden it was, I want to spend as much time as humanly possible with this tiny human. And teaching was just not doing it for me. So I knew that I wanted to be at home and, you know, like a lot of stay-at-home moms. So then I finished out the school year, stayed at home. And for a lot of stay-at-home moms, it started very small, right? Like, I just need to make enough money to cover my credit card. And then the whole entrepreneurial world just opened up to me. And I saw all the possibilities and I found digital marketing and I started to learn more and more and more. And as an educator, it's probably no surprise that I love to learn. And so I just soaked up every bit of information I could. Of course, started reading .com secrets, expert secrets, and just immersing myself in the ClickFunnels world and learning as much as I could, to the point where I was moving from doing things like helping people with their webinars, because you start with what you know, which is teaching. And so I'm like, I'll help people with webinars, to doing full-blown sales funnels and strategy. And it was just a lot of fun.
Well, I am so excited to hear just a little more detail on this journey, because I remember talking to Allison Prince about this. She was in a similar situation, basically teaching, going, this is my passion, but I'm not making the money I want to make, nor am I able to spend time with my family. How do you make that bridge from, again, usually you're going into teaching for security, and now all of a sudden you're basically throwing security into the wind and saying, I have no idea how this is going to work. How did that come about? What did you do?
Well, that's the funny thing, is a lot of people like to have a backup plan, but I didn't. I didn't have a backup plan. Like, this had to work. And I think that actually worked to my advantage, because I knew that I was only going to fail if I gave up. And so I bet everything on myself. And I think that that's something that a lot of people like to have, that backup plan. But the truth is you shouldn't, because you should be able to bet on yourself, because you know yourself more than anybody else. And as long as you know you're not going to give up on your dreams and what you want to achieve, you can make it happen one way or another, even if it's not the exact path that you thought you were going to take to get there. And sometimes people, you know, ask, well, what's success, right? And so I sit here and say, success to me is waking up each day doing exactly what I want to do. And so that's where success looks different for different people. I'm a very conservative person. So for me to take that leap was way out of my comfort zone, but I just knew that it was worth it. Like, I knew that that was something that I wanted to push for, to stay home with my family and my kids, and I made it happen.
So since having one, how many little humans do you have now?
I have two now, and I became so successful, you know, again, success is relative. But in my family, I was able to bring my husband home. And so now we both get to stay home all the time with our kids, and we just work from home and get to play with our little ones. And we don't have to have the tearful goodbyes every day like we used to of dropping them off at daycare. And it's just been a huge blessing.
So what'd you do to get your husband home?
We had to do another leap of faith, right? Like, I had built up my freelance business, large enough to where I knew that I had the potential of taking on some bigger projects and bigger clients, but I needed more time. It was getting too much to just work during, you know, waking up at 5 a.m., working during nap times, working after they went to bed at 7 or 8 p.m. And it was exhausting for sure. But I hit that threshold where I was like, if I just had a couple more hours, I know I could exponentially raise the income and, you know, bring us both home.
Well, I know that's, for a lot of people, that is a dream. And it's hard to, for a lot of people to really give up. It's that bridge. It's how do you cross that chasm of, I've got security, I've got a paycheck here. At what point do you say, you know what, what was it for you and your husband where you said, you know, we're going to basically burn the boats. You're going to stop and you're going to come over here and hopefully it's going to work. Give me some idea as far as what was that conversation like between you and your husband?
Oh man, it was really hard because he's just as conservative as I am. Like, we are not risk takers. So it was just more of a, at the end of the day, he was just like, well, I know you and I trust you. And if you tell me this is possible, I will give 100% faith in you. And so that was up to me to stand there and say, it's possible. I know you don't know the online world as much as I do. Trust me, it's possible. We can do this. And again, when I put my mind to something, I don't let myself fail. I don't want a backup plan. I will say that one of the things that really helped me in the beginning was not just, like, I'm a big action taker, as in I have something very specific. I got one of those goal journals. So every day I was able to sit down and map out what steps, where do I want to go? What steps was I taking to get there? What kind of obstacles did I have? What was I doing about those obstacles? And I was very diligent about answering those questions every single day and watching myself make steps towards my goal. I wasn't just sitting there passively about it. I was analyzing, what did I do that worked? What didn't work? And what am I going to do about it?
Oh, I love that. I think too often people just put their heads down and keep going forward and they don't ever take a look and go, wait a second, is any of this stuff really working? So that's, I think on a daily basis to kind of reevaluate and say, okay, you know what? That didn't work too well, or this really did work well, and I want to do more of this. So I think that's awesome advice. Tell me, Jesse, as you take a look at, you've had the opportunity now of literally seeing tens of thousands of other entrepreneurs make mistakes, learn from those mistakes. What advice do you have for someone else who's sitting there listening to this podcast going, oh, Jesse, that would work for you, but it would never work for me?
Don't do it alone. You have to find other people that are doing something very similar. So in all aspects of all of it. So whether you are a service provider who is trying to find the right clients, or whether you are just looking for the community of people that are doing something similar to you, having people, like, for a long time, I don't know a lot of entrepreneurs in my family or family and friends and in my immediate world. And so to make those connections online with other entrepreneurs who have similar backgrounds and similar aspirations, that made all the difference. In fact, about a year or two into my journey, there was a Facebook group, and one day someone was like, I need some accountability. Will anybody get up at 5 a.m. with me every day to hold me accountable? And like, we can just do a co-work thing for like 30 minutes to start our day. And crazy me, I said, I'll do it with you. And so that grew into a band of, you know, four tight-knit friends that we would get up every morning, 5 a.m. We called each other the 5 a.m. besties. And we would get up and we would just work for like an hour. Sometimes we'd chit chat. Sometimes we'd work in silence. And it was just that accountability and let you know, on a daily basis, you weren't alone.
I absolutely love that. Oh my gosh. That is so, it's interesting. Obviously you've seen how we've worked here at ClickFunnels, and it's always fun for me to kind of watch. There's something about having that accountability, and it's, I've seen it happen even on Zoom these days, where literally people get up set certain time and everyone has their cameras on, but they're just working. And yeah. I think you've done the same thing in our entire, as running the director of marketing here at ClickFunnels. I've seen you instill that same thing in a lot of our employees, where it's like, you know what, just have your cameras on. And if you have something, just pop up and say something. But if not, just keep your head down and keep working. And I think there's a lot of truth to that, just so you don't feel, even in a remote workforce. I mean, it's tough when you're by yourself. I have the privilege of coming into the office every day just because I like to, but I know that's not available to everybody. And for me, even though I sometimes I'm the only one here, or there's a two or three people, I still like just that feel that, you know what, other people have their heads down, pushing forward, trying to make stuff happen. And I think that is such great advice from an accountability group, your 5 a.m. besties of, hey, we may be chit-chatting, but if nothing else, our heads are down and we're just cranking it out. So you feel like you're part of a group, you're part of something, and you're not just by yourself. I think the entrepreneurship, that world is very, very lonely. And I love that advice.
It can be. And truth be told, I have never felt alone, ever. Just because from the get-go, I made sure to find the people that I could surround myself with that were going to be that support system.
So you said a Facebook group. Give me some ideas as far as other people. Where do people find accountability partners, other entrepreneurs? What's the best way of reaching out and networking?
Well, the obvious place would be the ClickFunnels official group. I mean, that is just full of literally any type of entrepreneur. You can find someone that's doing something similar to you, whether it's someone selling, you know, physical products or digital products, coaching, consulting, and even service providers. You can find so many different people just right there.
So when you started off, were you working more as a service provider, or, I mean, what'd you do to start earning money?
Definitely as a service provider. With my teaching background, I decided that I would help other people sell information to begin with. So, you know, I was looking to not necessarily have a large business. Like I said, I started with, hey, let's just cover the credit card. And so I never went into this thinking, again, I'm going to have this large business and this is just what I'm going to do now. So it started very small, and I would just help other people with their webinars, and then it moved into sales funnels and digital marketing. And it just got to the point where I realized I like the doing sometimes more than the dreaming. And so I think that's the other thing. I think a lot of people, you know, it's hard to remember sometimes that the service providers and your freelancers are business owners too. It's just that they're a little different because they enjoy helping others achieve their dreams. And that's kind of how, you know, they leave their mark on the world, is helping others.
Oh man, I love that. I think you're right. Too often people think, well, to be an entrepreneur, you've got to hire employees and you've got to be this big company. And I think that's really not the case for most people. I think the idea that you made mention as a service, as a service provider, you have that opportunity of helping other people achieve their dream, which fulfills yours. And I think that there's nothing more important these days than really finding the right who that can accomplish whatever it is that you're trying to do. And I think so often, you know, we get stuck feeling like we got to do it all. So I'm kind of curious with that, Jesse, when did you start hiring other people or bringing other people on?
Good question. I started bringing other people on when I felt like it was stuff I just didn't want to do. So for example, like with the bookkeeping and stuff, it's always good to have someone who enjoys working with numbers and knows what they're doing, especially with tax laws. And so I definitely have an amazing accountant who, you know, she was one of my first hires. And then, you know, if I'm completely honest, I'm not really that into social media. And so I had hired someone to help me curate a whole bunch of social media posts and graphics, and then do the scheduling, especially when I was posting a lot more in the beginning, trying to build up my business. It's just little things like that, that I knew I didn't have to be the person doing. And I also didn't want to do it.
Oh, I love that. I know for me, my first hires were always the things that I didn't want to do. So I think that's great. I know I'm kind of curious, especially when it's just you and you're the person out there. How do you justify spending that first amount of money to hire someone else when you know you could do it just as well?
Exactly. That's when you actually, it's a huge mindset shift. You have to look at it and say, do I value the money or the time? And I got to the point where I realized my time, my actual why was to stay home and have more time with my kids. And if I'm just spending time doing all of this stuff instead, then that's not fulfilling the whole reason I did this. So that's kind of that tipping point for me is I would rather pay the money, which I know I could work hard and get back another way, and then have the time with my family.
Oh, I love that. I know for me, that was always the hardest decision was how much is this going to cost me? And it was a mind shift for me is more of how do I invest in my business? How do I invest in my future instead of how much is it going to cost? And that was the mind shift mentally I had to go through was it's an investment. It's not an expense. And yes. I know that everyone looks at it different. For me, my first hire was an assistant, and then it was another assistant, and then it was things at home. And after a while, I think, at least for me, I'd love to get your opinion on it. For me, there was a lot of gratitude and a feeling of success knowing that other people relied on me for their income. And as scary as it was, it helped me feel like I actually was creating greater value in the world than just doing it all myself. I don't know if you had the same feeling, but kind of curious.
Well, yeah, just because the people that I've hired were very similar to me in that they were stay-at-home moms and they were looking to get a little bit. So I felt like I was helping give someone their intro, you know, whether they decided to go on and build a bigger business or whether it was enough. I felt like I was giving back. That reminds me, that's one of the huge things before I made the leap is it was just like by pure chance. During parent teacher conferences, I ran into a mom of one of my students who was doing Instagram social media management for people. And I'm just like, I know that's not exactly what I want to do, but I do want to work from home. Will you sit down with me? And so she had coffee with me and we just chatted it out for a couple hours. And she gave me that boost to feel like I can do this. I mean, she said, knowing you and your drive, you can be doing exactly what you want to. After a few months of super hard work, you'll get where you want to be. I'm like, okay. And that kind of led me to feel like I need to be that person for others. I want to be that person that sits down and takes the time to tell someone, you can do this. Believe in yourself, just like someone did for me.
Oh, Jesse, I think that is so important. I think that's our way of giving back to others because I think every single one of us have that person or that someone who, you know, reached down and pulled us up or gave us an opportunity or if nothing else, planted a seed that, you know, maybe you could do this. So I think that's just such great advice. Tell me, as you look at kind of the future and where you're going, what are some of the things that, obviously your husband's still involved and doing his stuff. You're working and running a huge operation over here at ClickFunnels. So help me understand kind of what your guys' future is. What's next for you and your husband?
You know, for now, obviously a big part of what we're doing is me working at ClickFunnels and then him supporting me in that by taking a lot of the childcare. And we kind of foresee that, you know, once both kids are in school, because I do have, you know, they're both two small children still. But once they're both in school, maybe we will consider expanding. But for now, we're just trying to find that happy place where we're spending more time thinking about, you know, family than a huge booming business.
I love that because I think that's important. I think too often people think they have to have these major, huge businesses to be successful. And I know that years ago I had a mentor who said, the first thing you really need to identify is what is success for you? And success for every single one of us is different. I remember having the conversation with Russell with, you know, when we had a very large coaching consulting program and even Inner Circle and understanding that, you know what, success isn't the same for everyone. And for you to try to put your view of success on them is completely wrong. And I think as an entrepreneur, one of the main things you have to identify is what is success? Is it measured in time? Is it measured in money? Is it measured in value? However it is. And I think that's the thing I just love about you and what you represent is family is like the number one for you. And I think that when you understand that's what success is, it allows you to say no to a whole bunch of other stuff and you don't have to make those choices.
Exactly. Something you mentioned earlier is I've seen a lot of businesses and I've also seen a lot of entrepreneurs make some mistakes and a lot of successes. And I actually get a lot of comfort knowing that I have the skills if I wanted to go off and make this big grand business. But I also have a lot of respect for myself for me to put the brake on it and say, but that's not what I want right now. And just knowing that what I want is not what the next person wants. And I have to find peace in choosing my own path.
Oh, I love that. Oh my gosh. Find peace in choosing your own path. Those are sage words to live by. I think too often we try to find happiness and you never do because you're chasing someone else's dream instead of your own. So that's wonderful. Well, tell me as we kind of get close to wrapping things up here, what other parting words or things you'd like our listeners to hear or know about?
I just want them to know that they're not alone and whatever it is in their head is possible, even if it's not achievable in the exact way that they think they're going to get there. That's just something you have to know being an entrepreneur. And everybody talks about the entrepreneurial roller coaster, and it is a real thing. There are ups, there are downs, but you keep moving forward. There's always that forward progress. And so even if it's a crazy path, don't give up. It's worth fighting for.
Oh, I love that. Jesse, thank you so, so much for your time today. Always love having you here. If people want to find out more about you, what's the easiest way where should they go?
Well, I do have my website over at viamedia.com. And of course, you can find me around at ClickFunnels.
So viamedia.com is ViaLLEMEDIA.com. And then... Obviously, she's always here at ClickFunnels as well. Jesse, thank you so much for your time.
Yes, thank you, Dave.